Your attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now listening to the Chop Sports Network. Chop Sports.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast here on a feel-good Friday here. It is Friday, July the 9th, 2021. Sturch and Gooch and AJ back in the house after his suspended day. We actually told him he's suspended without pay for those garbage picks that he had made the other night. I'm kidding. You actually went 2-0. You just decided. I don't know why you decided to go spread Dave, in hockey.
Dave, you know what that means?
What?
He went 1-1 because...
2-0 in, like, the selection
no,
of teams.
No. That doesn't work in betting.
And you're right.
Did he win money based off of that? If they picked his picks, did they go 2-0?
They would not.
No, so he went 1-1.
What do you have to say for yourself?
I take pride in my fucking picks, so I'm mad at myself. I knew the under was the best bet to take. I knew that it was going to be a 1-point
deficit. Oh, the hindsight is always 20/20.
Oh, I mean, I've got the greatest hindsight of all time. But you know what? For today's picks and going forward... I'm going to play a little more safe.
All right. Play it safe. He's not doing is playing safe with the choice of apparel today. It is tie-dye Fridays, according to. Now, what is this place called again? You said.
So this is for all my people who have been to the South on a little rest stop, a little vacation. It's called Bucky's. And basically, it's the greatest gas station rest stop in the world. They're cooking brisket in front of you.
You're getting your gas pumped.
They have a friggin' jerky bar. A jerky bar.
Right.
70 different jerkies.
Nice. All right. So, wow. All right. I'm not into it.
Just like a bar, like a candy bar, a jerky bar. They sell those at every fucking gas station, bro.
Yeah, right.
But now I get what he means. Like an actual bar.
Yeah, that's good. It's probably a nice little selection. So we had ourselves a Thursday yesterday with the announcement of our first female CHOP athlete, and that would be Madison Palumbo from Central Connecticut State University. Yes, there is some relation here. Yes, there are some connects. This was a not a favor at all, because we're only taking, you know, people that will be able to, you know, work with us and work for us and as we work for them. And this is Janine Machado's goddaughter, Jimmy Palumbo's niece. So there are connections and lines to this.
Jimmy was so pissed off.
So mad, bro.
He texted me. I was like, wait, is he actually mad? And then I started to get the sense that he was actually mad. And not mad that we're working with Madison, but mad because he found out through secondhand information. He wasn't the one to tell everybody that his niece had signed with CHOP Sports.
Oh, well, I mean, he does deserve all the smoke, though, because he basically ruined your entire afternoon.
He didn't ruin.
I mean, he was trying to ruin your entire afternoon.
Nobody has the power to ruin my afternoon except for Adam Schefter. That's it. He's the only hack that has the power to ruin my afternoon, but that doesn't even ruin my afternoon. But yeah, I mean, Jimmy was busy, and I said this to him. I said, you were busy looking up top 10 drop videos, because he's talking shit that I dropped a pass on the, if you check out our website, that the video of Dave throwing me touchdown after touchdown, and I did drop one, but I don't know. Dave had to leave it in because he felt it was worthy of
I told you I left it in because it's the intro and we wanted to get the first crack at it. But yes,
hold me.
Okay, truth be told, like the route we decided to call was a fly route, and you're basically going full speed into a building.
Yes,
so that's why you had to pull up a little bit.
Yeah, I had some.
The focus wasn't all on the ball.
It wasn't.
Right? I mean, it wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't. And honestly, if when we went out front, you saw the difference when I was able, you were able to let it fly, and I was able to create that separation.
Oh, I chucked the hell
out
of it.
Whereas on the first pass, I had the separation, and you really couldn't lead me, so I had to slow down and stop, mm-hmm. and do a little lean back, a little, you know.
Lean back.
A little Fat Joe.
Lean back.
Yeah,
we're
calling look.
Fat Scoop in this one.
So, yeah, so Jimmy, sorry for the breaking news that you had to hear from everybody else, but yes, Madison Palumbo coming on. Sweetheart, we met with her yesterday. She's awesome. She's actually a Barstool athlete, too. But we're doing things a little different, and I mentioned that before. I'm not going to crap anywhere where I want to eat one day or something like that, but I will say that we're doing things a little different. We are the underdogs in this game. I think there's a lot to be learned about. I actually educated myself deep last night while watching – what the hell was I watching? Oh, the NBA Finals. We'll get into that. But I was watching that, and I was also reading a lot into the rules and regulations of this NIL stuff, just so we make sure we dot our I's, cross our T's, and I think we're doing a really good thing for these kids. These kids are more or less on their own. They're their own agents. You know what I mean? They can't hire an agent. The only thing you can get closest to an agent is a parent, really, you know, and they have to make sure that they're signing the right things. And a lot of these websites, including the one that followed us on Twitter, by the way, it was the Central Connecticut State. As soon as we announced Madison, it was like a PR department followed us on Chop Sports Media on Twitter, just to kind of make sure that, you know, they know what their girl is getting into. You know what I mean? And again, our gloves are off, man. We're not hiding anything. You know what I mean? We're here for the student athlete, and we're here to make them some money. So we do have another announcement later on this afternoon, and then another one this evening. So, and then we have, Jesus Christ, how many meetings we got lined up?
Yeah, we got like nine.
I think it's like six or seven on the reel.
Six today and three
Mondays. Oh, yeah, we have Monday too. But yeah, man, look, this is all based off of Jeff Jankovic over at his agency. Send us a list of people. We got a lot of those lined up, but on
it's
the
not
same.
All, yeah.
Right, I was going to say.
There's some Grasso spillage here. A lot of these guys, yeah, like.
No, obviously Grasso hooked us up.
What we did with Mike.
Mike and then Paz. And then we told Madison, and we're telling all our athletes this, that if you think that there's somebody worthy of you know, putting in some work and wants to make some coin as well, send them our way. So we actually have an interview today with, I believe, the punter from Maryland. So, like, he's on there because of Madison. So,
and because of his swag.
And because of his swag, apparently. According to him, he says he has the same swag as Marquette King. That remains to be seen. Friend of the show, by the way, Marquette King. Shout out, buddy. But yeah, so that's all lined up for today. We're excited about it. It's going to be a busy, busy day. It is your last chance to, I mean, look, it's not a requirement to RSVP to this event page, but we're going to push it one more day. We're going to promote it a little heavier today, but tomorrow is the launch party. We expect everybody to be there. We expect a nice little crowd. And now that I'm realizing that the, you know, we'll get into it in a little bit, but Cole versus Greinke, it's a Saturday night start, 7:15. So Dave might be at McDonald's just a little earlier to watch
you
that game.
You found your excuse. We were both going to be there a little earlier anyway. We both know that. But yeah, now we have a reason to be. And I think the Copa final with Argentina, and I don't know who the fuck they're playing, but I know
Brazil,
Steve,
maybe. Huge game. I'm going to say maybe.
Do you know who they're playing?
He said he had all the tests.
Okay, huge game. It wasn't on the list.
Huge
okay?
game as if he fucking knows who's playing.
Yeah, but
it's a big game up apparently because
it's basically the Euros championship of South America,
yeah,
right?
So we got the Copa final. I don't know if that's what it is. I would imagine, but why doesn't it get enough burn? Why doesn't it get as much burn
as the Euros?
The Euros, maybe because
Argentina versus Brazil.
Okay. There you go, Argentina and Brazil.
Team Argentina.
Same here, because I think Steve is bringing a bunch of Argentinians.
I don't know if it's Argentinians.
Argentines
is okay. How he said it, and I would imagine
he's correct.
He knows.
He might have might actually know the right wordage. But yeah, so the party's tomorrow. We're excited about it. A lot, a decent turnout. Every time I put up a poll on any of the social medias, it seems to be like 90% 10. You know what I mean? So a lot of people are going. Should be fun. We'll get some pictures. We'll have a good time. Like I said, get there early.
I'm not big on polls.
No?
I'm not big on poll results. I'll put
that's got to be.
I'll put a poll.
You remember
up.
How we were discussing drops?
Yeah, we were.
That's got to be one. I'm not big on polls.
I'm not big
on polls because here's the reason why. You only get a percentage of the. You only get a reading on the people that decide to vote on the poll. So if you're going, you're definitely going to say yes. If you're not going, typically you don't say no. You just kind of, you know what, I'm gonna sit this.
There
one
were
out.
A couple
I'm
people that are like no, out. No, and some of my friends too. I was like, you jerk offs, just
it's
come.
It's not like they could say no in a nice way. Do you offer them the option to be like, no, I would come.
You
but
know what? Today's
poll is going on.
Today I'm gonna do another one. It's gonna say yes or hell yes. You know, so if you click it, you're going. How about that? Now you can just ignore the no option.
So the yes is like yes with good intentions, but I probably won't show up. I know a few people like that, Carl.
Wow.
You talking to me, guy?
No.
No.
He said Carl,
brother.
His brother.
Okay. Is your name fucking Carl? Intern Carl. That's his new moniker. Intern Carl over here.
And that's it. You just lost your own name, bro. You're officially Carl now. But yeah, so very excited about that. Let's rage. Let's party. Let's Uber. Let's play it safe. Yankees can't sweep. We'll get into that. Just when we said, like, and it's funny because I put the Coach Lou thing in the front of yesterday's episode, like, that's called a winning streak, you know? And I'm like, oh, great. They can't even get
that's
that
called
done.
A mush, yeah, ladies and gentlemen.
I am officially that guy from, what was that, the Goodfellas?
I don't believe in mush.
Goodfellas.
Because I don't believe in karma, so I can't believe in mush.
Okay, well then don't call me a mush then.
Both are very much a thing. Very much a thing.
Wow.
Also, jinxes, huge.
Do we have to get into the karma conversation so I could school AJ?
Yeah, you do, actually. Yeah. Why? So you believe in karma?
Yeah.
So when do you receive your karma?
In time.
In time, when? Like
in this like lifetime? In this life?
Yes, in this lifetime. No, what
because
do you mean?
Then you should look up the actual definition of karma, and it's your afterlife. So it's essentially a Buddhist word. It's really, you might as well just say what goes around comes around. I'll go by that. I still don't believe in that, but you could, what energy you put out in this world, you receive back. We could go with that. But when you say karma, that's just a figure of speech that people use. It doesn't actually add up in terms of the definition.
If we're getting technical here.
Fucking technical.
So what about the law of attraction?
Listen.
Yeah, I mean, I could get into that. And it really, a lot of these things, it comes down to belief, your belief systems. If you believe things and you fill your head with good thoughts, then they manifest themselves. If you're constantly have negative thoughts, then they manifest themselves. I do believe in that type of shit. But as far as like karma and you do a good deed, you get a good deed.
Okay.
That's not called karma.
All right. Just got
Can schooled. I just read something that I posted today? Just like sure. to kind of give myself the rub. When you say you believe in laws of attraction and then manifesting and shit like that, I'm a big, big advocate for that. Last year on this day, I posted some long thing about like all the stuff I've done, you know, cool things, you know, and I said, I'm not bragging. I'm completely grateful for all
Dave's
my opportunities.
Bragging, ladies and
I'm
gentlemen.
I'm not
bragging.
I haven't quote made it big by any stretch, but you can't knock the hustle. And some would say based on the experiences alone that I've quote made it in a way. I'm just starting to get a little tired. But the last line says something will blow up soon. Something. And here we are.
Yep.
In our own studio, you know, so. I believe in that shit. I believe in hard work. I believe in putting your nose to the grind and just literally putting the blinders on.
I'm pretty sure like 3 days ago, the generator down the street did blow up. So he was right.
Listen, I'm not lying when I say these things. Like I'm saying the truth. But yeah, I firmly believe in that stuff. We'll leave that one alone now going forward. But well, not really.
That's
going
a whole
forward.
New podcast. That is itself,
you know. Some spiritual shit. This guy's in his tie dye. He's ready to rock and roll today. AJ is bringing it.
I haven't had a bowl hit in like 5 days though. So maybe I'm. A
Are
little
you
off.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Ran out.
I've had bronchial issues.
Oh, so you don't want to cough
sick,
on
so
top
I'm
of the cough?
Not to smoke weed while I'm. Oh.
And you're and you just chug the rest of the Tussin, right?
Yeah,
it's all.
I have no more Robitussin left, but I do have a little.
You have a lozenge?
I have some lozenges. and you know, actually make sure that I leave the house with a big doggy bag full of Dayquil. She's like, if you take this Theraflu tea, don't take this one until nighttime. And you know
what?
Honestly, I don't take any of them except the Dayquil and the Robitussin until I'm with her. And then she'll be like, did you take the tea yet? Did you drink the tea? And I'm like, absolutely fucking not.
She knows her shit. I mean, this is also coming from a girl who just got over some kind of nasal whatever. So that's maybe where you got some of the reminisce of what you got going on. But you know what I swear by? Those little tabs that melt.
Acid.
You're right. I swear by acid.
Tie-dye guy over here is talking about acid.
That's perfect, actually. But yeah, there's like these things where you take Zicam. Something. Anyway, you're taking like as soon as you feel for a half a second, they're like, I might be getting sick. You start just guzzling
Dave,
those things down.
I've been feeling like I'm starting to get sick every day of my life for the past 4 or 5 years, and
I feel bad for you.
I've never actually gotten sick.
Except this week.
Well, I'm not sick. I'm here every day. If I was sick,
I'm
I would
not
be
saying
home,
you're sick, you know? And dying. I'm saying like
I will call it I have issues. Right? I mean, but I'm not sick. I'm here.
Wow.
Out sick.
That's another drop. I have issues.
I'm never out
I have
sick.
Issues.
Oh, yeah, several.
Perfect. Perfect. We all do. It's all good. Something that popped up yesterday, and I was obviously, if you're a fight fan, combat sports, you're looking forward to it. Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder was postponed. And it turns out that the COVID was running rampant in the Fury camp, and then it turns out that Fury tested positive for COVID. Postponed till September because they couldn't mess around with August because I believe Pacquiao is fighting in August, so that'll draw attention, so they're going to wait till September. My only question is this. When the hell is this shit going to just be a thing of not the past, but like, okay, cool, you tested positive. It's all good. You're not going to die. You know what I mean? Like, it's... The positivity rate, the death mortality rate, everything. All that. I'm not going to start this whole COVID conversation.
Tyson Fury slips deeper into
right. No, he goes into
no,
a coma.
God forbid. God forbid.
Yeah, but no. But seriously, like, when is this shit going to be like? All right, like, for I guess
I don't know. Let's ask Fauci.
Uncle Fauci has been a complete buffoon for how long? And we just lost half our followers, but that's okay. That's okay. The big thing I'm wondering is, I mean, is Fury vaccinated? I guess he's not. You know what I mean? I guess that's a thing. I don't know. I won't get into that, but that segues into another thing. The U.S. Olympic team Quickly of the Knicks, Miles Bridges, PJ Washington of the Hornets, they're out of the training camp preparing to be on Team USA for COVID-19 protocols. Like, when are we going to get past this crap? You know, like, it's, there's the no more restrictions
they
and this, that, and the third.
They weren't going to make the squad anyway, let's be real.
Yeah, but still, like, well, why are we, I don't know. I guess it's just annoying. You know, it's one of those things that have been annoying me now where, you know, you're here, you're still hearing about, ooh, close contact. Like, can we just stop? Can we get back to living our lives? You know what I mean? It's been a year of this nonsense, and I'm not saying it's nonsense. I'm not downplaying how many people were affected and, you know, and possibly passed away.
I guess we're just going to have to ask Fauci.
Again, all right. Well, you know what? Get Fauci on the phone, actually. You know, we'll just call him right here on the show.
But, you know, these guys that are saying COVID-19 protocols, they said the same thing with Chris Paul and they said the same thing with Fury, and then hours later they announced it, though, they tested positive. So I mean, until people stop testing positive, I guess. Or
but is that ever going to be a thing? Because I mean, like, when the, all right, and I'm not comparing it, but when the flu made its way into America, now you just get the flu. Like, are we ever going to treat that like this going forward? Like, oh yeah, I got COVID, it's unbelievable. I don't know. What a shitty week.
Maybe. See, it's hard for me to say because I wasn't around when the flu broke out.
Yeah. So if there's anybody out there that was around for the flu pandemic, let me know. No, but for real, though, you know, when are we going to be able to just say that? You know, like, are you allowed to get sick anymore without considering the fact that it might be something different? You know what I mean? And now, like I said, this is a sports podcast. I'm not about to go nuts on variants and shit.
With the Olympics, they're not going to play any games because it's an international thing. Where are they going to have these guys travel?
Are there any fans at the Olympics?
No, there's not. What's going on in Japan? Or
I think Scoop wrote about it, actually.
Yeah, there's a lot of things happening. There's no fans because they're saying that there's several other strains outbreaking, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know, man. You know me. I don't read too much into this shit anymore. That's why I started Chop Sports to begin with.
Yeah,
because I was
tired
of talking about it.
I know. And
here we are.
It is tired. Well, listen, it's only affecting now because you feel like everything is going very well. Basketball, baseball, hockey just finished. Everything was fine. All the, you know, the NFL training camps are about to open. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, boxing. U.S. men's Olympic team. And like, don't start this shit again. You know, don't start this shit again. I'm telling
as
you right now.
As long as it's not Dame Dalla, then we're good in the Olympics. Dizzle. Because he's going to be banging fucking half-court threes.
I'm excited. They won't lose a game by... They won't win a game by less than 15 going forward.
Their team is
ridiculous. It's not even... It's like create a team.
You know, they still got to play the games. There has been Olympic teams, men's teams that have definitely not won games by less than 15. And there's teams that have just not even won. We look back at it.
I think the last time they didn't win was 2006.
So it's been 15 years since the U.S. men's Olympic team lost a basketball game.
What they've been
game.
Doing since is they've been essentially kind of filling the roster out with players like a PJ Washington or a Quickly because they need role players. They don't want everybody on the court to be the guy that wants to shoot the ball. But I think a lot of these guys now with the super teams in the NBA, they kind of have an idea of how it's supposed to go with the distribution of the basketball.
Right.
But they got to learn all new rules. They call traveling much different in European basketball. I don't even know if
you get an extra step.
No, they get one less step.
Two steps.
One less step. They don't get three like they do in the NBA. Really?
They get about four in the NBA at this point.
Yeah.
My buddy Greg texted me last night. He goes, Giannis can take as many steps as they want. They'll never call anything. I was like, I don't know if you, I think it's just an illusion thing. He's just so big that his two steps feel like he can go from the three-point line to the rack.
It's the Euro step.
I see that Euro step is a travel to me.
And it's the gather. If you gather, I mean, we're not going to get into it because we don't have visuals here and nobody really actually wants to fucking have this conversation. Right?
No, nobody wants to have
this. You want me to get up and pretend like I know how to handle the basketball?
No, I don't. I haven't handled the basketball in quite some time as well. Speaking of basketball, we all watched the game last night. I didn't write it down, but obviously that's something we were going to talk about.
Should have faded the sauce. Should have bet him head up.
Yeah.
I went with Fear the Deer, but I was confident. That was my pick going into it.
I didn't see an email saying you've accessed your FanDuel account.
I changed my email so I didn't have to bother you 47 times every time I access it.
You're not bothering me. I think it's hilarious. Yeah, Gooch bet again. You know,
all right, fine. I'll text you from now on. Like, hey, guys, I'm betting.
Damn, yeah, tell me your picks.
I'm just going to be like,
because if you're getting the picks from Sauce, I can take your picks picks.
I could just tell you who I'm betting.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but what the emails that you get are, I have logged in. You have logged into your account.
Right, it's not like
account.
You have made a bet.
So I'm
going to
start
is.
Texting you. I'll be like, Dave, I just accessed my FanDuel account. And that's going to be the text. That's going to be what the emails say. It's like 60 a day.
Oh, man. So the Suns go up 2-0. Another game that I feel like they just, they had it from the jump, and just there was no. I want to give a shout to the Phoenix Suns crowd, man. They're into every single thing. How about them counting when Giannis is at the line? What is that about? It feel like I'm watching the Royal Rumble. But well,
They've been doing that in every single series on the road.
Have they?
Yeah.
See, I guess I haven't paid attention to that aspect.
What I would start doing though is I would start the really fast count, because I think it almost puts them in rhythm in a sense where it's 1, 2, 3, just be like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. So you get to like 36 by the time he shoots, and you'd be like, wait, what the fuck is going on? Right? Because the refs never call it. They never call 3 seconds. They never call.
I think somebody posted that in Chop Sports last night. Like, is there 3 seconds still exist in the NBA? I'm like, no, definitely not. Like, it's a rule, but it's not a rule. They're not really enforcing that. The game has changed so much, man. So much. And how about the fact that they have to review certain things to make sure and determine that it's not a flagrant foul? Like, that annoys the crap out of me. Like, there's a foul. It might have been flagrant. Let's go to the videotape. Like, no,
the,
man.
The reason why I
flagrant and blatant.
The reason why it bothers me is because of the stoppage. But
right, it's like a 2-minute process.
But I do like to see them get the calls right, and I think that's the most important thing in sports these days.
But it adds like 15 minutes to the quarter.
Oh, you know? poor 15-minute Dave. We can't.
I'm just saying.
I mean, they do.
No,
take
I agree.
For
I just
ever.
Complained about the same thing. I don't like the timing. It just takes too long, and typically it happens at the end of games. So you know you could call for a review, and you could almost get an impromptu timeout. I don't know if the coaches are allowed to bring the players to the sideline and coach them in that point.
AJ, I'm not sure.
Do you know anything about that?
No, I don't. What, so sure like the unofficial timeout?
Yeah, you know how like if you get kicked what in the nuts in an MMA fight, they make you go to neutral corners, and they don't have, you're not allowed to coach your fighter.
And
you
can yell at them from the other corner.
You could always yell, but you're not allowed to stand there and get
advice. I never knew that. I never noticed that, actually.
Yeah,
that's
make them
weird.
You can't get
not weird.
Coaching. You could get loud coaching, but you can't have any private coaching in those moments.
That's cool. That's a good thing. Yeah. I mean, you kicked the guy in the dick. Why should you get rewarded?
Neither guy.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Especially the guy who did the kicking, you know? So that series is 2-0 and now moves to Milwaukee. It doesn't look great. I mean, when you're down 2-0, but I'm pretty sure the Bucks were down 2-0 to the Nets, if I'm not mistaken. So they're used to backs against the wall type scenarios. Now they go home. They're going to have their home crowd. They'll probably have the Green Bay Packers in the front row. Did you see Beckham last night? I saw Beckham. No. And nobody even made mention of it. Beckham was just there courtside, like behind the rack, like the rim. And he was just I just knew it was him. He had a mask on, but I was like, oh, what the hell is he doing there? You know, so somebody would have fly down to Phoenix to watch a game, and he plays for Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? So you must, I don't know, just want to go see a game. But I guess when you have that kind of money, you could just do whatever the hell you want on a Thursday.
I thought you were
on
talking
a Thursday.
About David Beckham for a second.
No, yeah. Odell. Odell
yeah,
Beckham.
Yeah, because I've never called him Beckham.
Yeah, Beckham. You got to call him OBJ.
So I was like, wait, what the
but
fuck?
But I've never referred to David Beckham.
Isn't England in the fucking final?
Yeah,
why,
but
what's
Beckham
he doing
ain't playing.
In, what the fuck is he doing here in Phoenix, though? If you're going to watch something, go watch your country go play in the Euros, even though he's now an American.
He's an official.
He's not even British.
he turned it. His Brit card.
He is no longer better than you.
Don't they just talk like they are? Like they're just more educated and just smooth. Yeah. So that 2-0, we'll see. We'll see what happens. You know, myself and Gooch are both getting a little older. One of the first things to go is your vision. Thank goodness for our hookup over at Absolute Eyewear in Woodbridge, New Jersey, right on Main Street next to the train station. They have glasses for all ages, all budgets. They have safety glasses, sports glasses. They are a full-service powerhouse offering eye exams and even free lenses for the kids. They work with BCBS, AAA, AARP, giving massive discounts. They're open 5 days a week, closed on Wednesdays and Sundays. Call 732-326-3937 to get your first pair of Ray-Ban, Burberry, Coach, Polo, you name it, they got it. Go see Craig and Janine right now. Like I mentioned before, the Yankees can't sweep. Very disappointed. I mean, not only can they not sweep, they get one hit. Like, what happened? You know what I mean? Like, what is... How do you go from, you know, scoring all these runs and making all this contact to just running into a buzzsaw?
That's usually what happens. When you have 12 runs and then you have 10 hits the next day, then things kind of level out in baseball.
That's baseball, Susan.
That's baseball.
Did you hear about John Sterling?
No.
Oh, my God. Dude, I think it was 2 days ago. He called a home run. That was a replay. See, they're not traveling with the teams. These announcers are not traveling with the team. So they're at Yankee Stadium, and they're calling what they see on the teleprompter.
Ladies
and
gentlemen,
prompter.
He is so bad, it's good at this point.
Right.
I've been saying this for quite some time.
All of a sudden, he goes, It is Judge, right? It is gone. Home run. And he like pauses and then he's like, sorry, that was a replay from the other night. And like, and Susan back
to my brother-in-law did the same thing. He was like, oh, home run. And I was like, no.
But nope. That's an honest mistake. How many times have we done that in real life? Of course, when they show a replay, like, oh, that just happened? And my dad will make a joke all the time. Like, I bet you he scores here when we're watching the red zone in like another game. But yeah, dude, just publicly, just, oh, what a bad look. I mean, he's getting old, but Sterling's home
Michael,
run calls.
Move Michael K back to the radio and put Rucco in the.
I love that move.
Please. On
the telecast. I love that move. What, please, you're a Mets fan. You don't watch the games. You don't watch the Yankees enough to be mad at Michael K.
Listen, sir, I have Yankee friends, and those obnoxious schmucks fucking put it on the TV every time I'm with them.
All right.
And I got to hear that bum talk.
The bum. But the bigger part of the Yankee talk today is the upcoming series before we hit the All-Star break, and that's coming up as the Yankees travel to Houston. In my mind, you got to take 2 out of 3. Because again, we said it the other day, you got to start winning series in order to make up ground. And the only way to do that is to take 2 out of 3, over the weekend. We get Nestor Cortez tonight, but we do have the premier matchup tomorrow.
Nestor Cortez is going to pitch like one inning,
right? He's an opener, right? Like, yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know. Isn't that a telltale sign? You need another pitcher. Like, go get somebody. Bring somebody up. Do somebody who could start and pitch. I mean,
it would be nice to get Severino or Kluber back.
I haven't even heard anything. I mean, Kluber was throwing. Severino had setbacks. Third.
Let's be real. Either one of them comes back, they're both going to be back on the aisle in a week.
I think, what's his... O'Day got put right back. Darren O'Day was back for a cup of coffee, and they're like, oh, by the way, he's back on the 10-day. Retroactive, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, Jesus Christ, bro.
You checking Kluber?
Yeah, I'm trying to see what injury updates there are.
Okay, I appreciate the hard work, but the the big story is what the Astros are doing, which is fact checked because I saw it in Chop Sports. Somebody posted about it. I chimed in, and AJ said he fact checked it this morning. The Houston Astros have decided to do their promotions like any other baseball team would, but it just so happens that the Yankees are coming to town. And they're giving away mini replica 2017 World Series trophies, and they're giving away Altuve jerseys.
So they're giving away mini trophies and mini jerseys is what you're telling me.
Right? Oh, that was good. I like it. But screw you, Houston, for doing this. I mean, this is a total lack of, like, they were caught and they weren't penalized, no, and this, now they're celebrating it.
This is okay to me. It's fine. This adds to the rivalry. I'm here for it.
You're here for this. Yeah,
you know, you saw the Yankees get a little chippy yesterday. LeMahieu wanted some beef with the guy that came in. I don't know what he was thinking hitting Odor because he's landed the most vicious right hand in the history of baseball. Yeah, but the Yankees are definitely playing with a little chip on their shoulder, which I do like. They got one hit, but that's baseball. You run into a guy that's got his stuff that day, and I don't care what lineup you are, you're going to get fucking stifled. Now, what I like to see is the Astros are kind of rubbing it in a little bit. So maybe the Yankees could fucking muster up some nuts and bring their nutsack to this series and fucking play good baseball. We want to see it. I have no issue. I do have an issue as a fan because it's like that's what we do. We complain about shit like this. But let's do it, baby. I want to see Houston rub it in a little bit because
all right.
Guess what? Now the Yankees need to fucking muscle up and play better ball. Show it on the field. We could talk about it all we want, but you know what? If they come in and they beat us 2 out of 3, or we go there and they win 2 out of 3 games, then what do we got to say? It's all about getting these W's now and lining up some wins, right? We're here. Maybe fucking someone will beat the shit out of Altuve because they're handing out his jersey. Oh, maybe someone will stuff a mini trophy up his mini ass. Right? You know, let's do it, baby.
I did say that. I was like, on Chop Sports, I was like, that'd be a shame if somebody threw a 95-mile-per-hour fastball into his dick. just because. I'm here for it, too. This rivalry, like I said, it's still fresh, and I think it still trumps the Red Sox rivalry right now.
Let's ask this question. If they didn't give any giveaways away, they're still going to get heat when they're playing the Yankees. So they're like, you know what? Fuck everybody. Our backs are against the wall. If this was the Yankees doing it, we would love it.
I don't think the Yankees would do it, though.
Oh, why? Because the almighty Yankees are above things?
No, I just don't. I don't feel like they have that moxie.
Maybe they should.
Agreed. And right? Everybody should be able to grow a beard like mine on the Yankees. We get it.
Or shave like mine at this point. Yeah, I got baby face by the Dominican at Main Street. Or where, I don't think it's Main Street. It's actually, I don't even know. It's just going to call it the Dominican Republic at this point.
which usually are fantastic barbers.
Yeah,
all
no, and he is a good barber.
Haircut's great.
He's a good barber, but I told him what I wanted. I was like, just line up the bottom. Don't touch the beard. Even though it was shaved, like I shaved it to the length that I wanted it as I sit down so they don't have to touch my beard. And when I say beard, I use that, you know, it's a shadow.
Your shadow,
I don't grow out a beard. I don't grow out a beard on purpose. So, you know, he took a buzzer and he buzzed straight up the side of my face. And I was like, no, no, no. He's like, okay. And I was like, bro, I literally said everything I wanted and you didn't hear a word I said. But I didn't say that out loud because I'm a pussy. So I just kind of said it to myself. And I was like, well, who was I talking to this whole time? Because you kind of nodded at everything I said.
Ah, yeah,
and the only word that he said in English was blade with a question mark attached to it. And I was like, normally, yeah, but I'm afraid. So no, not this time.
I, for the longest time, I had a stigma where I would do my own like neck and then have them do the face. Cause I'm like, I always think of like Dumb and Dumber where I'm just like, and all of a sudden you're just, I watched they got a blade to
I watched,
your neck,
I forget
bro.
What movie it was, or it might've been Peaky Blinders where they were, he made a guy that, you know, might have crossed the family,
mm-hmm.
sit down for a shave. And it was just like the biggest boss move out of all crime bosses where he had, you know, he took out the blade and he didn't kill him, but he kind of let him know, like, this is how easy it is. Like, you're going to sit down. I have this blade in my hand and you can't do anything about it. It was just a good
move. I'm telling you, man, when those barbers, it's one thing for the face, but when they got that thing on in your jugular right there, like all they need to do is like, you know what? I'm having a bad day, you know, and then
there's a couple things that make me cringe at the thought of it. And that's cutting anything shaving. Oh, it's just such a fucked up.
Why do you think I don't shave?
Feeling.
I don't shave for that reason. I'm like,
I haven't baby faced in a long time. Like with the actual
cleaned
blade.
It. I mean, it's
with the actual blade, like, you know, I'll buzz it down as low as I could go, but I can't put a razor to my face.
I did it once during quarantine, right before Easter. I was like, you know what?
What a fucking creep.
It's going. And I looked,
all of a sudden
when I came downstairs, my daughter didn't even recognize
who
I was.
All of a sudden, your top lip grows like, it's like 5 inches
long. I look like fucking Jay-Z all of a sudden. I'm just like, hi, everybody. Or like, I'm just a horse mouth.
All of a sudden, you have to see your chin.
Like, I had two of them.
How do you think,
how do you think
Rugnet Odor felt when he had the clean cut for the Yankees? That's a problem I have with the Yankees. Like, I don't want to see all these ugly fucks. Just let them grow their beard.
I agree. We have to touch on this because I want to talk about it a little bit.
No, we do because we don't have any episode.
Yeah, you
before,
do.
Before
well, I'm saying,
Saturday.
But you talked it.
Yeah, but now it's like really.
It's right here, and we've seen really a lot.
Here.
Did you watch the presser?
Obviously.
Dude, I first of all, do you think, or we're talking, by the way, we're talking about the UFC card coming up 264 this Saturday while we're at the McDonough's. That's the whole reason why we scheduled it that way, to be together to watch this thing. So we both watched the Conor McGregor, Dustin Poirier press conference yesterday. Do you feel like the McGregor lingo and the attitude and the moxie that he brought yesterday is more for himself, for his confidence, or is he back? Like, is it an act or is he really just being him again?
Well, he believes that he's going to win the fight. I think that part of it is an act, and it's always kind of been an act. He was just a little bit better at it then, and I do agree with Dustin where he was like, you know, you used to be a lot better at this. I do think, though, you see the Dustin point in his face at, you know, at the end,
and then he kicks him.
I mean, he didn't try to kick him.
I mean, yeah,
that was a miss on purpose. I watched that 20 times. So if he wanted to kick him, he was definitely kicking him.
Gooch is at the video too.
Yeah, he did. I did because I wanted to know. Is like Conor really off his rocker right now? And he's not. He believes in himself, but Conor back then was broke. Conor now is not broke. So it's just hard for me to say that it's the same Conor. Is he back?
So the hunger.
Is he improved? Maybe, but Conor McGregor has one win in the lightweight division in his career. Just one. Dustin has 11. That's a John Anik stat, by the way. I'm not, if anybody saw that interview, it was really good. You know, Dustin Poirier is a tough game fighter. He's not going to go in there and just lay down for anybody. He's not afraid of McGregor. He's got a W over him. I think that Dustin's going to shoot right away. I don't think that he's going to try and stand because he did get sparked in the first round in the last fight.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until the leg kick started to wear on him, but where he got kind of caught up to McGregor. But I don't think it's the same McGregor, but I do think that he is kind of getting into Dustin's head because you don't want to see last time McGregor where he was fucking sharing hot sauce and whiskey with
that
him.
That was like
talking about donations
there
and shit like that. Conor, I do think Dana White kind of played it up a little bit and made it seem like something was going to happen. These guys know what they're fucking doing to sell a pay-per-view. Conor got to walk in front of the stage and Dana was holding Dustin.
What about the fact that he took
grabbed
his sauce,
hot sauce and threw poured it out
and threw it, like just that, chucked, you know, it.
But I feel like Dustin got a raw deal because they made it seem they let Connor put on a show and they held Dustin back the entire time.
They were booing Dustin hard.
I mean, that's
on
just
a lot of his responses.
That's just Connor fans, bro. That's it's what you're gonna get. I would be there. It's gang mentality. It's Connor gets the fucking crowd going. It's what sells. I'm here for it. They're gonna fight on Saturday, so all this shit is.
Did you see Homeboy in the pink suit? Call him out,
Sugar Show.
No. Pink suit in the audience asking a question.
I didn't.
Oh, dude, it got in Connor's head, I think. There was a fan who brought a question to the table. I don't remember specifically the question, but basically, like, you haven't won and since Obama. He goes, you haven't won since Obama administration.
No, there hasn't been a, I did see that. I just didn't see the pink suit. Connor McGregor hasn't been on a winning streak since the Obama administration. So he has wins.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I think it's one win. It's one win.
What are you talking about?
Since the Obama administration? I think that's what that guy said. That's at least what he said in the press conference.
No, it was a win streak.
Oh, okay.
But in any event, like, it gets, like, Connor starts going nuts on this guy. I found that hilarious that somebody can get under the skin of Connor. I mean, anybody. Look, Connor's a fiery Irishman. He's gonna fire
maybe
back
it
at you.
It is one win.
It's quite possible. He beat Cowboy. Another win? Give me another win. Roll off one more win in the last 10 years.
70 Diaz, maybe?
That was 2013, I believe.
So then, no, I mean, it might be 2013 was the first fight. The second fight, why don't you just look, motherfucker? Yeah. You're the fucking intern. Asking me to
but
do shit on the spot.
I only know.
Trying to make me look stupid? I'm the great white hype. You trying to motherfucking embarrass me on TV? Damon Wayans.
That's the best. Still the greatest movie ever. Fucking,
but one single win.
Cowboy?
Yep. Over a fucking scrub.
All right.
Wait. Why are you calling Cowboy a scrub?
Are you out of your mind?
Listen, at his
you
old
age. You just embarrassed yourself.
At his old age. At no, his
no,
old
no,
age.
No, no, no. Rough,
no, no, no. He's not a
no,
scrub.
No, I stick by that take.
He's a scrub.
Scrub. Cowboy Cerrone.
You're
oh boy! I mean that.
I'm a new MMA guy, but I don't give a damn.
Oh, that's even worse.
I have no issues with new MMA fans. I talk about this very candidly on my podcast.
Chopheads MMA,
yeah,
by the way.
I'm not a hater. I want all the new fans to come, but just don't start disrespecting fucking guys like Cowboy Cerrone, calling him a scrub.
He's a legitimate legend of the game.
The furthest thing from a scrub, maybe at the time, you know, he might be behind past his prime, but I guess Connor is too. You know, is Connor a scrub?
No, but he's not getting knocked out in the fucking first 10 seconds of the fight every single time.
He just got knocked out by Port.
How many times have you watched Cowboy fight?
Probably three now.
Oh, my God.
So he saw Cowboy in his later days, and Cowboy's taking fights on like 10 days notice whenever he feels like it.
Cowboy's a fucking
Cowboy's the GOAT, bro. One of the greatest of all time.
And I'm not even a huge Cowboy fan.
I'm a huge Cowboy fan.
I just respect what
he's done in so many ways. But Cerrone, and God damn it, bro. All right, look. If you're going to be here.
Cerrone.
Right. If you're going to be here.
Yeah.
You gotta. Here's my biggest thing when it comes to combat sports.
Why don't you just fact check Donald Cerrone's career?
Well, no. Okay. Here's my
fact checker.
Here's my
AJ's going through
it's not,
today.
It's not a threat.
He's getting shredded.
It's not a threat right now. Okay, it's not a threat at all. But in mixed martial arts and in boxing, those guys got to walk that aisle.
Donald Cerrone's got,
and they can die in a heartbeat.
I'm pretty sure
you
Donald
can't
Cerrone,
call anybody
Donald
a scrub.
Cerrone is tied for the most UFC wins in history.
In history, scrub, right?
Scrub.
Yeah.
Most UFC wins in history.
Getting me fired up, and I'm not even, like, I'm not Gooch, but Jesus Christ, like, scrub. Oh, my God. My head hurts. All anyway.
Right, so, talking about scrubs, Greg Hardy.
You want Greg Hardy. So, I did write that down because I do want your prediction. Obviously, Tuivasa, 12-3.
Tied Tuivasa.
He's not a scrub. Obviously, he's won some big fights, and the heavyweight division is a growing thing, and we're going to have to start finding out. The winner of this fight, now I'm not saying title shots, but I'm like, if Greg Hardy goes in there and beats a guy like this, does that kind of like, let's talk about it? Because I know he's called out a couple people, you know.
You're talking shit about Derek Lewis.
Like a moron. I think it's a moron.
And then he just went on like a 2-minute rant about him, and he was like, and I admit right now he's a better man than me. And it's like, wait, what? He's like, I just need more seasoning. He's like, well, Tai Tuivasa is about to sprinkle a little bit of mama's cooking on you. So if you need
some
seasoning,
sunflower meadow seasoning,
get cooked up. Boy.
Yeah, but for real, like that fight, I think Hardy needs it because if he gets smoked, like some could say that he's a dog going into the fight. If he loses this fight, you know, one would say the credibility of Greg Hardy kind of takes a back seat. in the heavyweight division.
Wait, if he loses the fight, he's supposed to lose this fight.
I know, he's the dog. I'm just saying, like, people will forget about Greg Hardy for a little while.
I want to see Greg Hardy get dragged into deep water and actually have some cardio. He's using an inhaler in his last fight in between rounds, which is absolutely fucking, that's fucking illegal.
As per Dana White.
Criminal.
Yeah, you can't use an inhaler in the UFC in between rounds. Greg Hardy just doesn't have the cardio, I think, and he obviously at heavyweight, when you got a guy the size of Greg Hardy, he has a puncher's chance, and that's about all he has. Tai Tuivasa has been in there against some really, really good guys and won. So, no, I don't think Greg Hardy has a shot.
Do you have any notable wins off the top of your head?
For Tai Tuivasa? Off the top of my head, no.
That's fine.
But he's, you know, you're 12-3. He's got,
and there's not many fighters in the heavyweight division. So
I think he trains with Mark Hunt.
Oh, and I mean, talk about a guy who packs a punch. I mean, he can't beat Brock Lesnar, but hey, that's
not... And he's Polynesian, bro. You don't fucking...
You don't mess with those guys. So your prediction, what do you think?
I think Tuivasa.
Okay. I'm going to take Tuivasa too, and I think Hardy kind of fades away a little bit.
No, Dana White's been giving him main card fights since he got into the UFC because he understands...
It's name value, bro.
Of course. So fade away? No.
I just think, like, what's next if you lose a fight like this?
He was never going to contend for a title. So just get that out of the way. He's not. Greg Hardy isn't going to elevate his prowess to that level of a fighter.
Ever? Because,
no.
Okay.
No.
I believe it.
Because as he trains, there's guys that have been doing this their whole life that enter the sport. It's just, you know, you think he's ever going to beat a fucking Ngannou?
No.
No.
Not even. Not, I don't think he comes close.
His only saving grace is being able to knock people out. He has no other skill whatsoever. Tuivasa is going to put on a clinic against this guy.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
You're redeeming yourself.
He's trying to. He's making his way back. Later. Burns and Thompson, Wonder Boy. Again, I've been watching some of the UFC embed stuff. It's really, really interesting stuff. It's the vlogs that they put out on fight week. Burns, he's been on a nice little run, you know, and I think he's getting, obviously most recently,
yeah, he got stopped by Usman, but he went on a nice run before that, yeah. And his heart was shattered, and the guy like him at the age that he's at, you know, I look for him to rebound in this one. Steven Thompson hasn't had a finish in, like, I wouldn't say, like, since Connor's last win, maybe even before that. Probably definitely before that, because I think Woodley and Thompson fought on the Alvarez and Connor card.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't think that Steven Thompson has had a finish since even two fights before that. He got finished by Anthony Pettis, who's definitely on the tail end of his career. And that was just 2 years ago. So he's like a boring point fighter. He came in as a real exciting fighter and he was knocking people out. Or I think his last knockout was Johnny Hendricks, actually. And it was like 2016.
And exactly on the dot I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, I did an MMA podcast on Sunday. So I kind of have my ducks in a row with this, but I don't have it in front of me. But yeah, Steven Thompson, he's talking about the only guy that Usman hasn't beaten in the top contenders is him, and he's giving himself a little too much credit because he's not a top contender.
Do you think Burns is the dog here? Do you think he goes?
I think Burns, yeah, that's, I'm putting money on Burns.
Okay.
Yeah,
100%. I like it.
Burns
like
plus it. Money is very enticing. Yeah. I think that's a solid.
Now,
bet.
Steven Thompson is a guy that, you know, you even see him recently fought Darren Till, fairly recent, and I have a lot of respect for Darren Till.
I don't like Darren Till.
I love Darren Till. I love all the scouses.
I don't know. That's my Colby Covington fan coming through.
Steven Thompson just has a really, really hard, he's a hard guy to, you know, hard riddle to crack or solve, we'll say. I don't even know what I'm trying to say here, but Steven Thompson has a tendency to make a fight really boring. You see a guy like Damian Maia the same way, where there is risk involved. He has this different kind of movement with the karate style, but he just doesn't excite me anymore. And I don't think he strikes fear in anybody. Gilbert Burns would probably just take him down at will. That's what I would be doing. I would just pin him up against the cage.
See the boxers that he wears for fight nights.
Who?
Gilbert Burns.
No.
It's just plain black boxers with hearts on them and his wife's face.
Good for him.
He's like, these are my lucky boxers. And I was like, oh, wow. That's intense.
That's a family man, you know? Yeah, I appreciate that.
Absolutely. You know what, though? And shout out to the Embed series. That really does give you a good in-depth look of somebody's guy. They're all humans. You know, they're all humans, and they have their lives. And he's on, you know, Poirier's on the phone with his daughter. Which
I didn't even watch the embeds this week, which is sad because
you can crush them all in an hour tonight.
But that's what I'm going to do.
Boom, in a shot. I literally did two on the treadmill today and two in the sauna.
Bro, what I have been watching, and I know I said this the other day, but Your Honor. Bro.
Huge Your Honor, guy.
That fucking show is so good. That's all I'm going to say. Guys, if you have Showtime, Watch Your Honor. If you don't have Showtime, I'm going to say it's probably worth paying for it just for this show.
Wow.
Really fucking good show.
I have to watch it now. I mean, I'm going to sound to jack your Hulu, but I mean, I have Hulu, just not Hulu Live. So I can't get it, right?
You're going to have to stay here and watch it because if you use a different zip code, they're
is
not
going
to.
Is it hour episodes?
1 hour episodes. Oh,
I'm here long enough.
You know? Yeah, it's such a good
getting
show,
home at 10 o'clock.
Man.
Was it a late a night? Well, Your Honor is an actual amazing show, so I can't get home.
Yeah, I was bobbing for cock because if I if I lay down, I can't breathe, so I have to sit up and watch it. And I noticed at like 12:30, I was starting to fucking bob for cock a little bit.
Happens.
If you don't know what bobbing for cock is, figure it out. I was tired.
And his head and is sitting up. Going out and going out. I call it catching flies when you like and you're just your mouth is open and you're just catching flies. That's a shout out to my law and society teacher, Mr. Mady, back in high school. God rest his soul. He died. But Greg will get a kick out of that if he listens. And of course, the main event, you know, Dustin Poirier, Conor McGregor, 3. The trilogy's here. Obviously, McGregor was a hungry lion back in the first fight. The second fight happens not too long ago this year, right?
Yeah,
early this year.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we did an episode on it. It was
live from Conor's yacht.
I was still in my fucking basement recording.
Yeah, it's before any of this stuff. That's crazy. And we all picked Conor to win that fight, and he got dusted by Dustin. You know what I mean? So does it happen again? You made predictions on Chopheads MMA. Guys, if you want to get more in-depth, Tommy D, as much of a pain in the ass he is to me in real life, he knows his shit. You guys know your shit. It's a great show. Scoop is joined as well. So go figure it out. No, go download it right now. Listen to the in-depth convo. This is more or less predictions and just, look, it's a big weekend. I'm very excited about this card. But can Dustin do it again?
Can he? Yes.
Yeah, I mean, all right. Is he?
No. I think Conor stops him early. I really do.
Wow.
First round.
Wow.
Maybe the first exchange.
Whoa.
Honestly, I don't really believe first exchange, but I've said that for every single Conor fight that wasn't against Nate Diaz, and some of them were right. You know.
Wow, that's crazy.
Dustin has one of the toughest chins in all the sport.
Yeah, but everybody could get put out unless you're Nate Diaz. I've seen Dustin get put out.
Diaz
Conor
is so punch drunk, he doesn't even know what day it is.
He bounced his head off the canvas like a basketball, and that wasn't an Irish accent, Hawaii Mike. I was just saying what he said, so don't fucking come
Shout
at
out
me.
To Hawaii Mike with the Shawn Michaels pants, bro. Sick shit right there. I did not know he was like, this is what happens. When you start talking wrestling, you find out who the closet wrestling
and
fans
Conor's
are.
Conor's now 19-1. I think he eradicated all his losses and wins that were only by submission or decision, and he called Khabib a running bitch or a fat running bitch because he, you know, got to the top and then ran away from the sport, which I don't necessarily agree with. I do think that Khabib should be still fighting because, you
think
know,
he comes back?
No.
You think he's done?
Yeah, he's done. And if he comes back, he's going to really have a hard time making lightweight because he's thick.
We got a thick boy.
Right? So, and he's thick boy. Khabib is doing too well right now post-fight career. He's got a lot of business ventures going on.
I feel like
he
just ran through the UFC and just said, I'm done.
But Conor did bring up some interesting points where he padded his record early. You know, he got to the UFC undefeated, and really you can't name a guy on that win. Out of his first 15 wins, they were all Russians under his dad's organization. And there's a lot of shady shit going on in Russia back then. Not that there's not now.
But I was going to say back then.
Not now.
Yeah, not at all. So you think McGregor finishes him, whether or not where it is, when it is, you think it's a finish? It's
KO. He's going to stop him in the first round.
All right. I'm kind of leaning towards the same thing. As crazy as that sounds.
What did you say? You said Conor in the second round.
I did say in the second round on the podcast. So I'll stick with that. I'll say they feel each other out, a couple leg kicks here and there, kind of get the game, like the feet wet in the first round, and then
Conor
bang.
Needs to revert back to that karate stance and stop fucking boxing with people. He's not a boxer.
Yeah.
Fight your fight, Conor.
I think if it goes over one round, I think Poirier wins.
No,
you sound like every single other person that I've heard talk about this fight, which I agree with. And I don't want to talk shit. AJ, you're right. The longer the fight goes, the better chance that Dustin has because
his cardio is way better than Conor.
He's going to shit all over Conor when it comes to the championship rounds.
So I hope you liked our in-depth conversation about the UFC here today. We, like I said, that's every week. You can check that out. That kind of combo. If you're a mixed martial arts combat sports fan, go check out Chopheads MMA. So we got ourselves a busy day. We're going to get out of here because we got to eat some lunch. We got to get some things done. And then the meetings are just from like 1 to like 5 straight. Just nonstop NIL chop athlete conversations. We'll update you guys all on Monday. And like I said, if you're hearing the sound of my voice and you're in the local area and you're near Keyport, within a nice little Uber drive, $20-$25 Uber drive. It'll be worth it. We're going to have some fun. Come on out to McDonough's Pub on Saturday night. Also, check out the Squeaky Bum Time podcast. Made their epic return today as they kind of recapped the semifinals and then previewed the finals. I will obviously be rooting for Italy hard because if they do win, I do get some of the prize money that I get to donate to some of my friends. So with that, First Urch and Gooch and, I mean, after the scrub comment. It's Carl. Yeah, I'm just going to... Good job, Carl.
Intern Carl.
Intern Carl. Fuck. It is going to be an amazing weekend ahead. Enjoy it. Be safe. Be smart. And we'll see you guys on Monday.
How nauseating is it to listen to Stephen A. Smith give an MMA interview?
I was going to touch on that, but...
Nurmagomedov. That's how he says Khabib's last name. Nurmagomedov. Shut the fuck up, Stephen.